Welcome to the little bonus show we have for you from the Dirty Sheets. As usual, I'm Cav Manning along with my cohort, Billy Botti. And we have on the line with us Trevor. Now, Trevor, I was having an issue with your last name, first of all. Because,
right,
first of all,
yeah.
I didn't want to insult you.
It sounds like it's piss, right?
Yes.
It's not. So, like, Brad, if you listen to the episode where he trashed me, he says urine the entire time. Actually,
is it
Uren? It's like,
oh, Uren.
It's like kind of you and
yeah.
then Ren.
Okay.
So, Uren.
All right. So, it's kind of like in wrestling, there's a some brothers named the Colones, but they call them the Colons. So, we totally understand that. You run a site called Pro Sports Extra.
Yep.
And how long you been doing this? Since 2011, if I'm correct?
Yeah, so actually, like, a crazy story. So before we jump in, because I already mentioned Brad, so we kind of already know why we're here. But let me give a kind of a background about, like, where I started and whatnot. So I started PSE in 2011, and at the time, I was literally 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, like, doing this, like, my entire life. And the thing is, before that, in 2010, I had another website. It was called MNNN Sports, but it stood for MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL.
Oh, boy.
Like, I was never a wrestling guy, honestly. Mm-hmm. And actually, I can't say that because when I was, like, 6 years old and stuff, I remember watching, like, DX, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of remember that era, but yeah, man, I started it up when I was really young, 2011, built it up, and in, like, 2014, a lot of blogs had partnerships with a company called Yard Barker, and they were, like, partnered with Fox Sports. So around, like, when I was, like, I don't know, 15, 16, is when, like, PSE started kind of, like, taking off, and I was able to make, like, kind of, you could say, like, a full-time income at least. And then, yeah, I've been building it since then. And then when I was, like, a junior, senior in high school, it kind of slowed down because I was focused on that, which kind of sucked.
I could tell you weren't focused on being a captain of your basketball team, though.
Yeah, man, I was, I loved playing basketball.
And you went 0-20, right?
Yeah, we went 0-20 my senior year, but we made the playoffs, bro. Because every team in Michigan makes the playoffs, dog. 0-20 made the playoffs, and we won our first playoff game.
You know, it's funny because I was going to start the show with, have you heard the joke, the Packer fan, the Bear fan, and the Lion fan walked into a podcast? It's very, we got to get a fucking Viking fan on this show. Just
yeah, we
so,
don't want them. Oh no!
Well,
they're
here's the thing:
much.
We could
they'll
all
start yelling "skull" and shit. We don't need that.
Well, we could all agree on one thing at least, and that's fuck the Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, poor Billy has to. I give Billy shit all the time for this because I go, motherfucker, you're from England. You like the Green Bay Packers. Get the fuck out of here. That's shit.
You know, that was just a toss-up team. He just probably picked a random team, whatever team was the best at the time.
It wasn't random. It was Brett Favre, yeah.
Yeah, and then he falls into the next
guy. Do you like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers more?
Oh, I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. I think at this point it's just become cancerous. It's the biggest underachieving quarterback possible. I don't think we've won near enough championships that we should have won.
Right. Have you ever been to an NFL game?
Oh yeah, we go all the time over here when you're in London, and I've just been to New York as well. See, this is the perception. I know you told me you weren't a wrestling guy, so you figured you were coming onto a wrestling show. I know you're picturing fat, balding, geek, receding hairline, virgins. But actually, that's
did
not
you,
the case.
No, did you
at
see
all.
That video
actually,
of me earlier?
I've been watching it since I was 10, but
like
from there, I've done some modeling. I was on a TV show called Big Brother. I've been a club promoter. I've been a porn producer. I currently work on a podcast called the Sports Gambling Podcast. And me and Cab also do an NFL show. So we're not those guys. So whatever you're picturing, that's not us. It might be Brad. It might be Brad Shepard, but it's not us.
I'm losing you.
Hey,
can you still hear me?
We still hear you. If you could hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you again. Yeah, it kind of cut out at the end.
Okay. Well, we should get into the whole Brad Shepard thing. Now, that's more in your and Billy's wheelhouse because I'm not as familiar, obviously, with that whole situation.
Well, you were around it because
I was around.
Do you remember the legal letters and everything that had to go out?
Yes.
That were drafted up. That was all centering around him. And Trevor's seen all of that stuff as well. But I really should have sent it to Trevor instead of Brad. But in the end, it ended up going directly to Brad and a couple of other people. But he was at the center of that. He was the guy that was really pissing me off because he would just take the shit directly. I mean, he wouldn't even rewrite it. He was plagiarizing it to the point where it was just my actual stuff.
And here's the thing, like, when Brad reached out to me a year ago, I was like, okay, we don't really do wrestling stuff, okay? I search Brad Shepherd's name after he sends an email to me, and I Google it, and I see nothing but, like, him mentioned in, like, these articles on, like, Bleacher Report and stuff. So I was like, okay, you know, I got to bring this guy in. Didn't know anything about, like, the bad side of Brad Shepherd, and there's a lot. But, you know, and I feel bad because I've heard, like, 10, 15 people that have, like, reached out to me over the past, like, since I have let go of it, Brad, and we, like, gotten that little argument. I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, like, yeah, he, like, copied this from this podcast or copied this from this website. And, like, I sit back and I feel bad because, like, PSC, we don't, like, get, like, crazy amount of views yet. We, like, make decent money, but not enough to even, like, you know, not enough to pay bloggers a lot of money. But then I hear that a guy, Brad Shepherd, who is hated by everybody in wrestling, that he is taking everyone else's content. I just couldn't put up with that stuff anymore. And I'm sorry that you guys had to deal with that.
So, Billy.
Yeah. Sorry, my phone bleeped. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that, I mean, it was happening for a while, but you don't know where to go to the source of it because he's doing this his own podcast and he has a platform on your place. And then, obviously, then he's being cited by wrestling sites, but the thing is that your website was giving him the credibility to be credited on wrestling websites. That's what was making him credible, the fact that he was working for a reputable site, and that made him seem credible. Without you now, I don't know how much credibility he has left, but the fact is that what I wanted to ask you was that how you were sold on the fact that he was this insider, because obviously you told me that you don't really follow wrestling too much, but you must know that it's fixed and it's all predetermined, etc. I think everybody knows that. But what convinced you that this guy had, like, the inside track and that people would actually be talking to him and confiding in him about the inside stuff that was going on in wrestling? Because to look at him, just to take one look at him, you can kind of tell that nobody's talking to him at all.
Right. You definitely can, for sure, no doubt. And I'm trying not to laugh too hard because I'm sure you'll listen to this. And you know what? There was some times when Brad and I did share some laughs. And you know, like, I can't lie. There was some times we had some decent, you know, Skype calls and whatnot. But you know, there was, when I hired him, I really didn't know the inside source type of things about, like, I knew that wrestling's fixed and whatnot, but I didn't know that he was, like, so focused on, like, posting tweets, which we wouldn't make money off of when he tweets. First off, he tweets so much, but he would never do blogs for us. But I just see that he had, like, a little bit of credibility because he mentioned in these Bleacher Report articles, and I didn't think he ever really had someone behind the scene, because if he did, that'd be really impressive, and if he did, he wouldn't get so many things wrong.
You know, my first thought is it's kind of like trying to get a Spanish announce team. And, like, Vince McMahon, how would he know if they're any good? Who the hell is he asking to tell him, so what's your opinion? Are they any good? And it would be, you just have to take that other person's opinion. Because if you don't know if he's right or not, you pretty much are just following all the other big publications that are putting him out there. So you're like, well, I assume this is all correct. And, like, how would you know otherwise? So it's pretty much just a case of him doing plagiarism, right?
Yeah, for sure. Especially if he's, you know, copying basically exactly different reports. But here's one thing that I do want to make clear for everyone listening. I don't know if you guys can hear this bird in the background, but that's kind of fucking annoying.
Hey, the way we have this thing rigged up, that's the least of my worries.
Well, no, I'm outside, though, and it's so nice out in Michigan right now, and it's pretty crazy because it's been crappy weather, and we're sitting here in quarantine, and, you know, I'm sitting outside, and it's pretty nice. But, I definitely think if he is, you know, actually using someone else's sources exactly and posting it in his words, that would be somewhat considered plagiarism.
Yeah.
But you can see it, like, when you look at, like, NFL and stuff, though, like, you know, one reporter will say so-and-so was traded to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 minutes, or not 5 minutes, like 5 seconds later, another reporter posts that.
Or they say...
Is that considered plagiarism? Or
they usually, I see a lot of time, they're like, as reported by Adam Schefter.
By yeah, you know? And the Adam, yeah,
and it's
for
like,
sure.
It's almost, if he did that, you would have been fine with it, because he would have been like, I'll gather all the news, and everyone could come to me for it, and I'll take the funnel of everyone and come to me for the main source and still say, well, I'm getting all of this from everywhere else. So
right, yeah.
He could have just said,
then you
I'm
know
funneling
who's behind
it.
The source.
Yeah, he could have said, this one's from Billy Body, this one's from Sportskeeda, whatever the hell he has it.
The problem is that we have a paywall up, to, and there's strict terms and conditions in terms of joining that Patreon page. Where when you sign up, there is no content sharing, especially directly.
Oh,
and especially
yeah,
where it got
for
to the
sure.
point
yeah,
where
that,
it was like,
that's definitely different than
he
Patreon.
Used a screen
and
grab that I posted on my Patreon wall and said that his source texted him that, and that was really the point where I had to email him myself and went, stop using my fucking content. And that was literally the email that I sent him, and it just escalated from there. But for you, when did the shit hit the fan? Because of this carried on for over a year, and you maintained him, but obviously the shit hit the fan at some point.
Yeah, so he was here for just a little over a year. You know, the entire road, the entire map was bumpy the entire way because how many emails I would get, how many, you know, the entire time it, like, from, like, the first week wasn't too bad, and then, like, after that, it seemed like, dude, like, every day, you know, even one email a day after a while starts getting fed up, like, that starts bugging you, you know? Like, just one email saying, Brad Shepard did this, and it's like, fuck, I can't do this every day. I don't want to deal with this every day. And then finally, it kind of seemed like everything simmered down, and it kind of felt like Brad kind of dipped off, and it seemed like he wasn't making big headlines. He was kind of doing, like, NFL blogs for us for a second, which made absolutely no sense because we wanted him to do wrestling. I don't know why he was ever doing football stuff. But that was kind of another thing that was getting me kind of pissed off was he would never do blogs, honestly, man. He would post things on, I feel like he blogs on other websites under fake usernames. And that's like probably a crazy thing to say, but some people are probably like, yeah, that makes sense. But honestly, I feel like that's what he does, and that kind of started bugging me too. But you know, I started realizing that he had access to the PSE Twitter account, and I wasn't mad that he would share like his stuff on there every now and then, just like retweet his stuff. But it seemed like, bro, like I'd go on there, and it would be like 7 tweets in a row, retweet it, Brad, and it's like, dude, I know I got to hit on retweet on like all of these because I don't want everyone seeing just your name. We got 20 other writers, bro. And it's like, we can't do that for everybody. Yeah, I know that you got your clout because a lot of people know your name, but no one fucks with them. And that's like mean to say, kind of, but it's true. And all that stuff.
I mean, especially
kind of
if you don't want
to
be like super wrestling, if you just took it on as an extra thing, you don't want to be doing 7 tweets, retweets on that anyway when your primary focus is on the other US sports that you're doing anyway.
Exactly.
So,
and that, you know, and I was fine, and that's why we started the PSC Wrestling Twitter account, which didn't do too well when Brad was here. I think it ended up getting like 40 followers or something, which makes absolutely no sense, and probably one of the reasons why I feel like Brad might pay people to follow him and pay people to share his stuff. And I don't know, man, there's been so many just little things, and I'm just looking back on like all the things that added up. But then I was starting to get messages from other PSC bloggers and stuff being like, man, I can't keep dealing with Brad doing this and Brad being all over bad headlines. It just kind of all added up.
How much were you paying him for this stuff?
Okay, so just about everyone at PSC makes the same, okay? Everyone gets $2 a blog and $1 per 1,000 views. That's what everyone gets, and people can say,
huh,
well, that ain't that much money, but bro, literally, that's half the time I lose money on articles, because if you look at the views, like, I definitely, and that's, I get way more views than everyone else, because a lot of my headlines are touchier subjects sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, because I blog about everything. I blog about sports. I blog about different YouTubers. I blog because it's Pro Sports Extra. We cover the extra content on top of everything. And that's why I like to have a WWE aspect too. But.
And so there was a lot of, like, how many views does these articles get, the blogs?
So Brad's top article, I think he, what did he do? Let me pull it up here. I think he had 89 articles throughout the year and, what did he say, 15 months he was here? So in 15 months he did less than 90 articles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how many times a day do you see him tweet? Well, I don't see him now tweet, but I feel like he would tweet 100 times a day. If you got that much time, you can at least do a blog a day. Like, literally, if you're trying to help us grow and grow WWE content, like, right now we have Jameis Mooney, who is in, like, kind of charge right now of pushing the WWE content,
mm-hmm.
for now anyway, and he's been doing a good job with that. And, you know, he posts a lot more, but yeah, Brad, he had 90 posts in 15 months, and his top viewed one was 9,000 views.
Really?
And that was the blog where he talked about wrestling Twitter after dark.
Hmm. So for every 1,000, he got $1. So he got $9 for that 9,000 views.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. And the thing is, what I didn't know was the main thing I've got from this is that he sold WWE to this entire site. So he came to you and said, "You got to cover this. You got to have me doing it," and that was the approach, and you were sold on that. And from that point, you're now even continuing to cover WWE off the back of what he sold you. So they've got to be, even though he is a dickhead and he stole my content, and I think he's a big piece of shit, and I don't think he should even be covering wrestling anymore. There was a point where he came to you and sold you on this idea. So there is some,
like I said, there's definitely times with Brad that I had good times, and it's definitely a learning step in business because I'm still young. I'm 22 years old. You know, I've been doing this since I was literally basically my entire life, since a little kid. And this was probably like the biggest learning step, you know, and don't always got to look at the name and the followers when you're looking at the bloggers and who you're bringing in. And although, you know, I like stirring stuff up a lot, but Brad did it all to a different extent.
Well, I guess we got through what old Brad Shepherd was up to and what he was doing. You want to move on to some actual sports content and talk about that?
Hey, whatever you want, man. I'm just rambling away. It's a beautiful day outside. I had a squirrel come up to me a second ago, and it was like a foot away. I almost tried jumping at it, but I think it would have took me out.
What's your COVID situation there in Michigan? How open are you?
Okay, so you know how Michigan's like two different parts? There's the lower peninsula and the upper peninsula. A lot of people might not know that, but there's like a big bridge that disconnects them. I live in the upper peninsula, and you know, it's the bars and stuff are shut down right now. They open up at 50% on Friday. But honestly, man, I have a huge property here. And literally, I just have like a couple buddies come over or like, you know, 10 people or whatever. And we chill around, have a fire and drink some beer and smoke a little of the green grass. So COVID, you know, it hasn't hit up here. The entire upper peninsula of Michigan has only had like 100 cases.
Jeez.
Right.
That's nonsense. Yeah. So in like lower Michigan, they have had that property
at 22. Am I right to assume that you've come from some serious money?
Or that
honestly,
very...
no, my story is crazy, bro. So my parents, my dad works at a factory. My mom doesn't work right now because, she's got diabetes pretty bad and she can't work right now. And she was managing a gas station for a while, but, yeah, and man, they didn't have really much money. They still work. And, well, my mom isn't working right now, like I said, but she can't even collect disability right now, and that's really, really tough. And it sucks that they like declined her because, you know, I see her standing up and she's like almost falling because she's so dizzy sometimes. But yeah, man, I didn't really come from any money. My story's crazy, you know, and I still really don't have much money. You know, I'm just making it by.
So this site pulls down. So I mean, is it pretty much just about selling advertising on the site?
So, but yeah, basically we already got all ads set up, and we just the more views we get, the more money we make, and that's really what we're going with right now. And we're actually locking up a deal with a fantasy sports and an actual bookie, and that'll be announced later on this week. So I'm pretty excited about that. So that'll help generate some more money for us.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment, though, man. I mean, I've been at this for longer than I like to say, and I'm like, what the fuck? I need someone to hear my goddamn show. That's another show that I do, aside from Billy. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, you've got to find that groove, almost like a, you know, getting on YouTube somewhere where it gets seen and blows up and goes viral. It's almost to that point where you got to find something. And also, it's the Midwest and upper north too is got to be a lot cheaper to deal with too.
Yeah, definitely. Everything's a lot cheaper up here, man. Like, you know, like I say, I got a lot of property. We got a shit. We got acres and acres of property up here. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, the cost of living up here is so much cheaper. It's like, you know, you can find a house here. If you were to rent a house, you could find a nice, like, four-bedroom house for, like, $600 a month plus utilities. But, like, either way, that's pretty cheap. It ends up being less, like, a grand.
Do you know where I live?
Where are you from?
I am in the Bay Area.
God damn. Yeah, that shit's expensive.
If you want a house, a fucking hovel is $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
A fucking nothing is $1 million. I had cheap rent. Everyone was like, how did you get such cheap rent? I had an apartment, and it was about $1,700.
God, that's crazy.
And everyone's
that,
like,
you know?
Man, you got a deal, because they were normally like $25,000 to $3,000 a month. So I got in early.
See, and if I lived in a place like that, there's no way I would even be building PSU right now, because there wouldn't even be enough money. So like people say stuff about money, and it's like honestly, I live pretty cheap, and I like pay out bloggers more than they think that, like, when you look at views and stuff, they make more than they should from like advertisement revenue, and they deserve more, and I hope they end up making more, and I hope PSU keeps growing like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I want them to get paid more, but you know, it's what it is. And like Brad, when he's doing 80 vlogs or whatever, that ain't gonna help us bring any money, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. What do you
think? I don't think Sports Keter are paying that much more. I mean, they do have a different format to you, but it could work out to the same. I mean, they have $5 for a 400 word article and $10 for an 800 word article, but they also pick and choose what you do, so you could write the whole thing and then they could send
right,
it back
yeah,
to you.
Right, yeah, and then they
so
then
you
they
could
decline
do
400 it. Yeah,
words
that's
for
a,
no
yeah,
reason.
We don't
so
do that.
Was,
we let
that
people
was the,
post basically
the,
what they want.
The way that it worked there, I never had that deal with them, because I had the real inside news that Brad stole, and they always paid me at $50 and $75 for my pieces per piece.
Yeah,
that was set because I was bringing so much traffic to the site before we decided
right,
to
yeah.
put it all behind.
And when you have a site that, you know, is bringing in that traffic, you know, the money's got to go to the bloggers at some point.
Yeah. What do you think of MLB? You think it's, I mean, it's who do you side with, the billionaires or the millionaires? And also, when someone says, oh, we'll split the money with you, but I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to show you the book, but just trust me, I'll give you half.
Yeah, man, everything's pretty crazy right now. Honestly, do you think MLB is crazy? I don't know.
No spitting.
I don't think it's the MLB this year.
They're like the rules: no spitting, no high fives. It's retard. I'm like,
and
no.
And then when they were proposing about everyone live in a hotel and whatnot, can't see their family members, and like,
yeah, it's prison.
There is no. The only people that are gonna do that are the people. If we see baseball and that happens, we will see players from like the single A, double A, triple A, they'll come up and play in the professionals and risk it. But we ain't gonna see, you know, the Mike Trouts and whatnot out there.
Mm-hmm.
We had that with soccer this weekend. We had no, they couldn't touch each other when they scored. There was no celebrating with the goals, and
that's
that was
so
the German
stupid.
League that came back. And the English league's coming back in stages where they're monitoring their training. So at the moment, there's no contact training, and then phase two will be contact training. Will start next week. They had 6 cases out of 780 people that were tested on all of the staffs of the EPL teams. And people are going crazy about it. These social justice morons online are like, oh, we need to cancel the season. people are really scared of this shit, which, as far as I know, kills 0.03% of people and hasn't killed a single athlete. Like, these athletes are in the least danger in the whole world. It's a bad cough. It's a bad flu. Yet people are saying that they don't want their sports to come back. And we're looking at six people out of 780. And then you had the MMA journalists, who I think are unbelievably, they cover this sport, the toughest sport in the world. And they are all the biggest pussies that I've ever seen. They went to bat so hard for this sport that they cover and love to be cancelled. I just didn't understand it at all. And when I look at someone like your site, maybe there's a window to go into someone like Dana White and say, hey, let us come in and cover this. Let us come into the press conferences. Let us be at a site that does more MMA, because we actually love it. And everybody that you're letting in and the main people that cover your sport are a bunch of pussies that tried to get your shit cancelled during this COVID thing. I thought that was fucking disgusting.
That's honestly a great idea. And, you know, when I look at it, I love MMA, actually. And that's like, I don't even know why I haven't tried to reach out there, because I know it's hard to get media credentials in the first place. But now if there's, you know, people in different companies coming out saying that they don't want, you know, it to be covered in this pandemic and whatnot, then we definitely got to take advantage of it.
Billy will fly to Florida every damn month for the show to report for you. No problem. I'll volunteer him.
I just didn't understand how you're doing this for a living. This is what you need to write about. But instead, they want to write about the controversy. They want to write about the non-disclosure agreements. They wanted to talk about more about the fighters that tested positive. They were focusing on the conditions around it. It's like fucking 11 fights happened. That's what you've been waiting for. That should be the primary focus.
Right.
Enjoy
but,
it.
Your but you, know, but you know what's crazy, and though, on the guys, other end, though? You probably look at it, and like if you look back at the views, I bet you the other topics probably get more clicks when they're talking about, oh, this one fighter tested positive, and that's why those wrestlers, or not those wrestlers, those journalists are trying to cover that topic.
Well, the Hawani, the group, the Ariel Hawani-led group that pulled out, and said they wouldn't be they wouldn't be covering any more MMA, or they wouldn't be going to any more events.
That's nuts.
You know, my whole thing.
So you guys are Packers and Bears, a Bears fan?
I'm Bears. I'm from originally over there. I was born in New York and then lived in Illinois-Wisconsin border-esque, and all my family is in Chicago. So okay. I was there the longest, and then I moved over here. So I'm like, I'm Mets, Bulls, Bears, and Sharks.
Gotcha.
It couldn't have worked out any better for our NFL show. Like,
no kidding.
We basically ran into that by accident.
It's a nightmare for me. And you see, this is how it is, Trevor, because the Bears always beat the shit out of the Lions. The Packers always beat the shit out of the Bears. But the Lions always beat the fucking Packers.
You know, hey, it definitely seems like the Lions have definitely been beating the Packers.
It's odd. Yeah. It's so bizarre, because I'm like, my team is scared of the color green, because they had that fucking Hundley play once and he won. It was like, it didn't matter. It's that team. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, the first game of the year where Mac was, and you know, he was sacking Rodgers with his back, and I was like, this is over at halftime. Like an idiot, I said that. And then I nearly broke everything in the house.
Rodgers has launched off that play against Detroit for a long time. That last second,
the Hail Mary, on his
Mary.
Birthday.
And he has this reputation
that's been talked about. He can just win you the game
out of nowhere.
Yeah,
he hasn't won a lot of games by himself since that moment. Like, he's been pretty mediocre for the last 2-3 years, and now obviously we have the replacement coming in, or that's what he's supposed to be, and all hell is broken loose about, will Rodgers look after him? Or is Rodgers going to take this guy under his wing? Who gives a shit? That's not Rodgers' job to do anyway. But if Rodgers doesn't...
No, Rodgers' job is to win football games.
And he is continuing to be disruptive, then we do need to make the change. And when we got the coaching anyway, this was a running coach anyway. We should have known that before we made the appointment. It wasn't made for Rodgers in the first place. So I think this is going to be a different team. And it'll be the first time that I've followed the Packers where they haven't had a Favre or a Rodgers. And I don't think we're going to be a quarterback-centric team now.
Now, here's the thing, too. And by the way, Trevor, when Billy's going on, I just don't think he could hear you. So when he's going, stand back, because with the way we have this set up, it's nobody being rude. It's just no one could hear each other.
Was Trevor trying to talk? I genuinely couldn't
There's been a
hear.
Couple times, but I've just lowered your mic if he's in the middle of saying something, so it's fine. The thing with the Rodgers situation is, as much as I hate them, and believe me, Trevor, I have blood-boiling hate where if the plane went down, you would see me dancing. But to be fair, they have done Rodgers a fucking disservice.
Rodgers is a solid quarterback.
Oh,
you know?
Beyond.
And they definitely have fucked him, dude.
They never give him anything.
They never put pieces around him.
Nothing. And this draft, I mean, as Bears fans, I listen to Chicago radio every day, they're jumping up and down. Because they're like, they're going to get a killer fucking receiver. They're going to have two fucking monsters, and they trade up to get a fucking quarterback and never get him a fucking receiver. If I was Rodgers, I'd be like, you can all fuck yourselves, because it helped them zero from what they had last year. It's the same fucking team, and they moved up to do this. Like, Rodgers are on way
up. I know,
up.
They moved up. That was nuts.
Oh, and so I keep thinking, like most people do, is, you know, he's going to be on the Bears in 2 years. This is the Favre thing, where he wanted to get to Minnesota to fuck them. He will be trying to get to the fucking Bears now. To fuck them.
I could definitely see that for sure.
Oh, hell
yes.
If that
happens, hey, that'd be pretty crazy.
It would be something to see, because I got friends that go, oh, I hope it happens to watch you have to root for Roger. I go, oh, the only reason I hate the fucker is because he's on Green Bay. I don't care otherwise.
They have Foles now, though.
Yeah, so maybe I'll win a Super Bowl because Foles is the fucking quarterback.
Yeah, that's your Super Bowl quarterback there. Like, your quarterback, you got that defense that fell apart last year too.
Yeah, so. They. I mean, they had Akeem Hicks hurt, and that didn't help anything. With him hurt in the middle, they could all double team Mac, which then is a problem. But now they got Quinn on one side, they got Hicks in the middle, and as well as Mac. And then they got the rookie corner, who's supposedly really good, but he got like a torn rotator for the season last year, so he was got dropped down a little bit. But I'm like, all I need is capable. I get this fucking Mitch Trubisky. This is, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know how the Bears, whoever they draft at linebacker will be a fucking superstar, and whoever they get at running back is always very good. No matter what, they could pull it out of their ass. Whoever they pick for quarterback will be a problem.
I tell you what was great. Have you seen that thing going on Twitter where it says my plans and then 2020, where it's like what your plans were, and then it's like a shit thing that happens. Somebody used Mahomes and Trubisky in that picture.
Oh, I saw the one that was OJ and Nicole.
Right.
That's the one I saw. It was OJ was in 2000. He was 2020 and Nicole was your plans. So I thought Detroit, I saw that you were like very optimistic, but I was like, I thought their first pick was an absolute waste because they got rid of their superstar corner and got another one. So it's the same. It's even Steven again. It's like, well, you didn't get anything else going
on. See, I can see that for sure, but I look at it like this. Darius Slay didn't want to be in Detroit any longer.
Yeah.
He was mad after Patricia when Patricia took a ping pong table out of the locker room. That's where everything stems from. That's where everything starts from. During training camp, Matt Patricia went in the locker room. He took everything out, all the fun stuff, and he said, "You guys are going to work, and we're going to try to build a franchise." And there were some people on the team, and one of them, I talked to even some of these players, but it's like, you guys are pretty soft. You guys are making millions of dollars, mm-hmm. and you're mad because one of your friends got traded? Dude, sit back, relax, and try to build something for once, because you were really... Slay was really coddled by Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, some Lions fans are mad about like us getting rid of Slay. But like, in reality, when I would watch Lions games, there was a lot of times where I would call him, "Give up the big play, Slay."
Oh, when it mattered.
And it's like... And like on it, like, yeah, he's a solid cornerback. He's getting up there in age though too. So, I honestly, and Okuda, he's a quiet dude. He comes from humble upbringing, and I think he's gonna be a star in the league. And I think he's a Matt Patricia type of guy too. He's a guy who's gonna go to work and just gonna put his head down. So I kind of like that. because if Slay didn't want to be here any longer, the players who don't want to be here, get him out of here.
I always think if the team is not good and has a real there. I mean, obviously, my line is always Detroit Lions rebuilding since 1957.
Yeah.
And so if they're doing ping pong and you're garbage, yeah, fuck you. Take out that ping pong table and say, no, when you win games, I'll have fucking 4 ping pong tables in this room. Yep. And I have one with your name on it and everything. Nice for you. But when you're a piece of shit, I don't want to fucking hear anything. You get no day off, nothing.
Nope. And then why do you think the players started leaking stuff about him being hard on him, and then he even went harder and started making him practice out in the snow?
Yeah.
Like, no shit. If you are going to sit there and trash your coach, you ain't going to be just like, all right, I'm gonna put the ping pong tables back in there and let you boys play ping pong tables while we have 3 wins.
And it's because he comes from the Belichick school, so, I mean, that's... It is
he spent
odd
so
that,
many years in New England. What did he spend, like 13, 14 years there or something? Like, of course he's going to pick up things from Belichick. And Lions fans are like, oh, the Detroit Patriots. I'm like, god damn, that actually would be pretty nice right
no
now.
No shit,
Super
right?
Bowls.
Take that in a heartbeat. Believe me, I have my love affair with Tom that Billy always gives me shit for because I like an actual player that's not on my team. But because I'm like, I love fucking Tom, man. He could do no wrong for me. So I'm like, if my team's not involved, I root for Tom to do whatever he could do. And, you know, if they're playing him, I want them to fucking kill him. But, otherwise, I'm like, and what's great is living over here in 49er country, oh, they are bitter. They hate Tom. They cry about Tom. And I go, the motherfucker grew up a 49er fan and is from here. And you guys hate him. And why is that? Because he's better than fucking Barry Manilow Joe over here. And they get all upset by it. And I'm like, take your medicine. And their whole thing is, Joe never lost a Super Bowl. I go, yeah, and he hasn't gone to fucking 1,000 of them like Brady either. And you had third string guys who could have been first string guys.
And that should have been Rodgers' story where they turned him down and then he shoved it up their ass. But
no,
he hasn't
and he got fucked.
Won enough to do that.
Yeah, sometimes when we do our picks, Trevor, we had for the playoffs, Billy's like, I'm telling you, the fucking Packers are going to beat the Niners this week. I go, you saw what happened the first time they played each other. This is different. This is different. And I'm like, you're going to see.
Bro, everyone was saying, it's different. It's different. I said, what's different?
And then it took a little bit of time. And then and then it finally happened. But Rodgers is one of those where you're never safe. This motherfucker needs to be down by 40 maybe to feel comfortable.
Yeah, he can always come back.
Exactly.
For sure.
I'm like,
I don't like him because he's so sappy. He's always complaining about his teammates. There's always things about him not getting along with coaches. He's always pouting. He seems like a receiver misses a ball somehow and it's a bad throw. He's always blaming the receiver and it's like, all right, it can't always be the receiver's fault.
It's a lot of, as soon as he gets knocked down, he turns to look at the ref. And it's like, motherfucker, or like, oh,
hey, that,
the guy
that Monday
me.
Night game last year, what do you think about that as a Bears fan? The game against the Lions.
Geez, I can't even remember what happened. Give me a refresher.
The face mask games.
I thought you meant the Bears and Lions.
No, the Packer Lion one.
That was fucking I could not believe what the fuck was going on. I was like, they won the game 3 times, the Lions. They won 3 times, and it was on 4th down 3 fucking times, and they kept on giving them a chance. I was irate, because as you know, being a Lions fan, as we all say, who's your second favorite team? Who's playing the Packers? That's what it comes down to. And you know, for Billy, that's pretty much a compliment, because it just means the fucking Packers are always fucking good and winning. So if they weren't, no one would care. But they always win, so you're like, fuck off. But yeah, the hand to the chest, that was unbelievable how they did that.
I'm so glad though that it happened when it did, because I was at the game and I was already kicked out at that point.
Oh no shit.
So literally, this is the first time I'm probably going to actually explain everything on air. So Monday Night Football, right? Mm-hmm. I show up there with a couple buddies. They go do their own thing. I walk over, the Monday Night Football set's right there. I'm like, god damn. Walk up, I'm just sitting there for a bit, watch the Monday Night Football countdown. the guy inside the place, the Monday Night Football studio area, was giving me beer outside too, and there was like a bunch of fans, so that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I was pretty tuned up when I got into the stadium, right?
Yeah.
And I looked down, and there's no one sitting on this front row. And I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to walk down there and at least chill for now. Sat there. No one shows up. No one. I'm sitting down there. I'm like, let's go, Prater. He's all standing there, and we're like, he's all looking back. They're like, who the fuck's this idiot right here? Why is he in the front row? And then next thing you know, I'm sitting there, and Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, the backup quarterback Driscoll's wife, TJ Hawkinson's girlfriend, Tavon Wilson's wife, just a bunch of Lions players' wives walked down, and that was their seats, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, holy fuck, that's Kelly Stafford. And I'm like, all right. And they sit down, and there's still an open fucking, like, because Lambeau has bleachers, right? Mm-hmm. Like old school, high school bleachers. And there's still like a seat and a half right there. And I'm like, no fucking way, dude, that I'm just going to sit here the entire game.
Wow.
So I just sat there. First quarter goes by. Second quarter goes by. Halftime. Well, there was a Lions fan behind me, and I told him that I was like, before the game, I was like, bro, these aren't my actual seats, but I'm going to stay down here. He's like, okay, I got you. And he's like, I'm going to try and block from above. So like security, if they look up, they won't see you.
Yeah.
But, This hit came. It was like the first kind of bad call. It was like, I'm pretty sure, to start the third quarter. And it was Tracy Walker. He got called for hitting, I think it was Geronimo, helmet to helmet. And I didn't think it was. Sure. And I yelled from my seat. And I was like, that's a terrible call. And Geronimo was laying there like knocked out on the field. And this guy looks to me, this Packer fan. He said, you don't fucking say that if you're sitting this close. And I turned around and said, what the fuck are you gonna do about it, buddy? And then he's like, you know, we started kind of going at it for a second. Jesus. He's like, oh, these aren't even your seats. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He heard me. So next thing you know, I'm like, all right. Oh, a fucking bug just flew in my mouth. Straight up, bro. But that's karma for sitting in those seats.
There you go.
But I was sitting in the seats, right? And I go bathroom quick. And I was grabbing a beer, and I come back down, and I sit there. And next thing you know, like a minute later, boom, like five security guards walk down.
Oh,
and they're just fucking, like, the first guy comes down, he's like, let me see your ticket. And smart ass me, I already knew what I was going to say. I'm like, oh, it's on my phone. I knew my phone was dead. So I'm like, oh, it's on my phone, let me pull it up. And I'm like, shit, man, my phone's dead.
Oh, that's great.
He's like, all right, you gotta go upstairs and show us your ticket. And I start walking, and this pack of friends like, them aren't his seats, that's not his seat. And they're like, are you lying about these not being a seat? And then the fucking Lions fan turned and said, them aren't his seat.
Wow.
That isn't his seat. And I almost fucking flipped at that Lions fan.
Holy
who was supposed
shit.
To have my back. But he called me out, and then I ended up having to, I watched the game from a little tunnel. I watched on a little screen, and I was glad that I was kicked out by that point, because I probably would have ran on the field and probably punched that Cleet Blakeman referee in the face, because that was the worst game I've ever seen. So I'm glad I wasn't even able to be that close at that point.
You got to know, if you're in somebody else's seats, you got to shut up and not even clap for your team.
But no one else was there, and it was clearly like the Stafford seats, like theirs. And the crazy thing is, like, first offensive play, the Lions, like, came out, they did that flea flicker to Galladay. Fucking, we're all just high-fiving, all of us, me, Kelly Stafford, all these Lions fans, and I'm like, This is crazy. Like, these are their wives, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, I ain't gonna fucking leave now. I'm just gonna chill it out.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, it's funny, because I found a way to the best way to get those type of seats are when you buy the little shit cheap seats, then go on StubHub after the game starts and find what seats.
And then find them. Yep. I was actually thinking I gotta do that next time.
Yeah, I got, you know, down
like,
on the bottom.
And people, like, I've told people about that, and they're like, well, that's kind of fucked up for you to go sit there. I'm like, bro, not really. No one was sitting there. Like, either way, if someone comes down and say, that's my seat, okay, it's not my seat. You sit there, bro.
Sure.
That's your seat.
Yeah, you're not kicking someone the fuck out.
No.
It, so.
And it's not like after that I went to another seat and another seat and another seat. You know, after that it was like, all right, well, I was already kicked out at that point, but I wouldn't have kept going to different seats. I would have just went back to my seat.
Well, it was good having
you guys play each other on the first week, right? Is it going to be any fans?
Yeah, it is.
There for that?
It's going to be, again. First week is, this time is Detroit and Chicago, if there is a first week.
but it's going to be an empty stadium. So
yeah,
the Lions will be used to
that. So a typical Lions game. No, I'm just kidding. No, the Lions, we have awesome fans. So like, I don't really go to Lions games that often because I live pretty far away. I live in the Upper Peninsula. People who are listening to this earlier didn't hear, but yeah, so I'm a little bit farther away. But whenever I go, man, that place is always packed. If it's a preseason game, people are still going wild, and that's when the Lions are the best is preseason game. So maybe that's when it should always go.
I think the joke is that next season favors the Chargers, isn't it? That's the joke.
Oh yeah, because yeah, they'll be at home everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Trevor, just one thing, but before we let you go, what's this? What's this thing here with the SZN show where you're interviewing R. Kelly's old agent and whatnot? Is that
the Trev Stone show. Yeah. So my name's Trevor Uren, and then my nickname's Trev Stone. I've been called that for like a long time, and then I ended up kind of smoking a little bit of weed, and then it kind of just stuck. But the original one was Trev Stone because I was trying to catch a football, and I like couldn't catch a football as a kid. So they're like, "Oh, you got stone hands." So
jeez.
Since then, they called me Trev Stone. So I kind of was like Eric Ebron for a little bit there. But so they started calling me Trev Stone.
Is that another podcast that you're doing, though? Is that, I mean, because I saw R. Kelly's agent on there.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's a podcast that I'm doing right now. I'm hosting it with Nick, who writes for PSC. Me and him, he's a co-host. Yeah, we have different guests on every episode. We had Douglas Anton, that's R. Kelly's lawyer, on the first episode, and that was crazy.
Wow.
And, you know, we had a Super Bowl champion, Pat Lee. He was a second-round draft pick of the Packers. We had him on. Dylan Bostic, who you guys might know, a wrestler. We had some other – I don't know. I'm pretty stoned right now. But, you know, we had some pretty quality guests on. And this next season, we're going to record episodes next week, and the guests are even better. Like, I'll name one of them, Josh Hill. He's a tight end for the Saints. He's currently playing. He'll be one of the first guests on that we'll air at the start of next month.
Oh, very good. Where can we find this?
Yeah, so you can check that all out on YouTube. You can type in the Trev Stone Show or Pro Sports Extra. You can just check it out everywhere, just about everywhere where there's podcasts. So Apple, it's probably on Spotify. I'm not too sure. But yeah, it's just about everywhere.
All right, and to find you on Twitter, your best one to go to is at Pro Sports Extra?
Yeah, so you can go to Pro Sports Extra to find the PSE content. Then you can find me at Trev Stone PSE or Trev Stone CEO on Twitter. I also have Instagram where I'm kind of growing faster right now because all these podcast clips. But yeah, you can check me out there. But hey, is there one more thing we can talk about?
Go for it.
So a lot of people out there, I get a lot of messages from people who are going through a lot of stuff because when I was younger, I came out and kind of told my why, like my why in life. And it was because, you know, when I was growing up, I went through a lot. And I don't know, it's even hard to talk about sometimes, but I want to talk about it more so I get it off my chest. But as a kid, I was raped by an older cousin. And, you know, for people out there who have went through things like that and like have thoughts in their head when they try to sleep all night, like, you're not the only one, and people will always be there. And if you ever need someone to message or anything, I have bad days too, and I know everyone else does, but you can always reach out to me. I'm always a message away. If I have 10,000 followers, if I have 100,000 followers, you'll always be able to reach out to me, and I'll always give people a helping hand. So, yeah, give me a follow, and I'll always be there for everybody. So,
Jesus Christ, Trevor, let's bring this show down to a fucking zero at the end, huh?
Hey man, I had to leave with something decent, man. I went through a lot as a kid, and that's been my why. And you know, and it went on for years. When I was a kid, from 6 years old until I was 11, 12 years old, I went through all that, and it was crazy, you know. And he was my cousin. He did it to other people too. He never got convicted, and there was never even a trial. There was like 4 cases open against him, but they won't do anything because it was so long ago. But you know, man, I've been through a lot, and I just want to leave everybody know, because I get a lot of messages after I talked about that. So honestly, anybody who ever needs anything, I'll always be there. And even Brad Shepard,
you know, it's funny, I don't ever say shit like that, but I don't know if Tab noticed it, I said that at the end of my show with Russo last week. I said, I'm going to open my DMs for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was largely down to the fact that I didn't know what was going on with my income for a few weeks. And like, I had a holiday canceled to Florida and my grandma died. And it's fucking, the start of this thing was shit. The start of March, the end of March, with this whole, with everything that was going on, it was rough. But then I fucking see the unemployment figures in the US, and some people are going to be right on the fucking edge right now. I know, Cav, you're working and whatnot, but some people, those numbers are so high with the unemployment, and apparently 40% of these jobs are never coming back. There is going to be some people, like real edgy people right now, which is why I said I'm going to open my DMs as well. I actually had that thought last week, and as I said, it's not something I would say, but I did say on the podcast, a Russo podcast last week. I don't know if Cav picked up on
it. I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just purely down to how I was feeling, and then when I hear these like unemployment stats, because they are horrific, and then obviously the data that goes along with that is that the 40% of the people that lost their jobs, then those jobs are never going to be jobs ever again.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It feels like we're going through like 10 years of change in like 2 weeks, and it's hurting a lot of people, and it sucks, and. If anyone ever needs to reach out, I'm always here.
All right. Well, thank you, Trevor Uren, right?
Boom, you got it. Hey, you nailed Uren. It. Uren.
Boom. Uren. Come on, Billy. Now, let's see it with that English accent. Go for it.
Trevor Uren. I wasn't saying Trevor Uren anyway.
Well, I asked you. I said, is it Uren? I don't know. Like piss? And he goes, I don't know. And it was good that you say right off the bat, it's Uren. So. Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Well, I haven't talked to the guy for the first time in real life now. Before it was just all social media exchanges,
right?
But I wouldn't have said
come on and like that's shit, not. Let me know.
All right, yeah, we totally will. We'll be in touch with you for sure, and we'll have you on one of the man shows, especially when football season comes along. Like we said, you can find Trevor at Pro Sports Extra. Thank you so much, Trevor.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
All right, bye bye.